Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Members of Congress are tackling our nation's drug problem today and actions on how to stop the most dangerous one of all. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio's on Capitol Hill.
Fentanyl has become the leading cause of death for Americans ages 18 to 45, according to the CDC. And most of the drugs enter the U.S. through the southern border.
The cartels in Mexico have evolved quickly, from drug cartels to transnational criminals to now terrorists like we've never seen ever. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, they're not killing this amount of Americans.
Advocates are urging the White House to step up. In South Carolina, Alec Murdaugh's double murder trial is wrapping up. Prosecutor Creighton Waters.
There is only one person who had the motive, who had the means, who had the opportunity to commit these crimes, and also whose guilty conduct after these crimes betrays him.
Jurors checked out the crime scene ahead of closing arguments today. A black NFL coach gets a mixed ruling in his discrimination lawsuit. CBS's Steve Futterman explains.
Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores accuses the league of a systemic problem. Several specific teams are named in the suit. Flores wanted the case to go to court. The NFL argued it should be heard by a mediator. A federal judge issued a mixed decision. Flores' complaint against the Dolphins will go to mediation, but his complaints against the New York Giants, Houston Texans, and Denver Broncos can go to court.
People in California were not prepared for the amount of snow that's fallen there over the last week. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti talked to some folks stuck in the Sierra Mountains.
Every time you take a step, my foot goes down about 4 feet.
Bruce Martz and his wife haven't been able to leave their vacation home in Lake Arrowhead for 6 days now.
This is the real deal, and there's a lot of people in need up here. It's just a matter of who runs out of food first.
Up to 15 feet of snow shut down Yosemite National Park. Crews there are still working to restore critical services. A staggering new stat on colorectal cancer.
A new report from the American Cancer Society anticipates 153,000 new colorectal cancer cases this year. 60% of new cases are advanced stage disease, and rates are increasing among younger people.
That's CBS's Michael George. Drug company Eli Lilly says it's dropping the price of insulin by 70%. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
That is a tremendous benefit to patients across the country. Certain diseases like diabetes require insulin for patients to survive. And the price of insulin has gone up dramatically over the last decade.
More than 8 million people with diabetes rely on insulin. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Republican co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee say they don't expect a flat tax to be a part of the new budget. The governor's Department of Revenue estimates the move would have reduced the tax revenue used to fund government by an estimated $5 billion per year. The road closure in Lac des Flambeaux is in its second month. Lac des Flambeaux tribal officials set up barricades January 31st after a decade of stilted negotiations with title companies over expired easements. The tribe is asking for $20 million. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports an attorney for the title companies and some residents threatening legal action if the roads don't get reopened. Landowners have made a second settlement offer of over $1 million, but no response yet from tribal leaders. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what, this amazed me, but I don't know why the guy amazes me. He's bad news. Kevin McCarthy, he came out yesterday defending his decision to turn over more than 40,000 hours of surveillance video that showed chapter and verse about that insurrection on January 6th. And not giving it to anyone else. He just came out and defended it. His defense was pretty lame because all of the networks, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, all the rest, a lot of independent networks have all demanded it, as have a lot of newspapers, all demanded it. And you know what the clown said? The clown said, well, it's just an exclusive. I will give it to the rest of you someday. Oh, really, someday. What day? Well, I'm not going to say what day. Well, how far in the future? Well, I'm not going to say. Will we get it within a week? I'm not going to say. Will we get it within a month, a year, a lifetime? Now, this is a very, very serious thing that this guy did. What he did was, he turned this over. This means it's going to go all over the world. It wasn't classified, unfortunately. And this shows, this is a 24/7 from a gajillion angles of the entire Capitol. There are safe rooms in that Capitol where they're supposed to hustle away the leadership in both parties, the vice president, in the event of a catastrophe. The Chi-Coms will know it. The commie Ruskies will know it. The Norks will know it. ISIS will know it. Every enemy we have, Iran will know it. Every enemy we have in the world will know it. I don't think this should have been given out to any network. And what's going to happen is, you know very well, it went to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is crowing. He's going to cherry pick this thing and say, well, look at this. Look at that guy. He doesn't look like a Trump supporter. This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face. And he got this it's almost 42,000 hours from every conceivable angle and hallway in the Capitol. And the clown McCarthy goes, well, it's an exclusive. You know what an exclusive is. Yeah. When a newspaper gets an exclusive, they get it a day before everybody else. That's it. They don't get it a year before everybody else. And they don't get things that should have been classified. One of the things you may be asking, I was asking, hey, wait a minute. Why don't they just go to court and get it? And the reason is because the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court will do nothing to hurt the Republican Party. But more importantly, in the separation of functions in the government, executive, legislative, judicial, each one is very reluctant to interfere with the other's home business. So, for instance, when Nancy Pelosi said that Congress people could vote by proxy because of COVID, and they just could vote remotely, the Republicans went to court. The court said, well, we can't deal with that. The Congress can do what it wants. I personally think that turning over footage like this that jeopardizes our security goes beyond that. But the six tarantulas won't say that, and that's where we're at. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Matt, the only reason Kevin McCarthy does what he does, we allow him to do it. Here's what I mean. There are plenty of recourses we have to deal with Kevin McCarthy. It would only take, say, somebody the likes of Jamie Raskin, and I don't know him, but maybe you do, and say, look, we've had enough of you. You took an oath of office. You voided it. You've lost your integrity. You're nothing to America. You're going to stop doing this, and here's how we're going to handle you. We are going to tell you to resign. Not ask you, we're going to tell you to resign. If you don't think it's going to work, we'll start the process now. All you have to do is get a few states interested, get some signatures, then create a national referendum. We can get rid of these people, but if we lay on our backs, it will just perpetuate itself. It's the other day I listened to a speaker, and he said, who has the most criminal charges, the NBA or the NFL? And he listed them. There was all a generic number, about 120. He says, neither one. It's our Congress. He says, our Congress has more criminals than the NBA and NFL combined. Now, we know that. Why do we have to tolerate this? There are other recourses. You know, they set a record by allowing criminals to still keep participating. If we don't do anything, it will never get better. There's plenty of young guys coming out of law school and poli-science guys. You put their heads together, create a think tank. Maybe they do a little pro bono, whatever. But the funding will show up because America's had enough of these clowns. He's insulting our intelligence by even his weak answers, and we listen to this. If he was talking to me, say, either you start telling me the truth or don't speak to me. I don't want to hear you're insulting my intelligence. I'm not that stupid. I don't buy any of these games you guys play. And we allow, it's like a couple of kids, and we refuse to correct them. I know with your law background, and plenty of the other legal eagles we've got in politics, there's ways of dealing with these clowns. There's ways, whether it's private, whether it's national, whatever, we can deal with them. And they're going to get super scared if they think there's going to be an uprising that affects their position. What do you think, Matt? I'll hang up. And by the way, have a wonderful day and keep it up. You do a good job.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bill. No, I'm with you 100%. And look, you know, Mark Twain, one of our great writers in our nation's history, once said the following, quote, we in the United States have no native criminal class except for Congress. We have no native criminal class except for Congress. And you're right. You know, Kevin McCarthy, he has a dull look to him. He's a guy who, during the insurrection, called Trump and said, please, you got to put an end to this. Then he lied and he's defending them. He doesn't care. He only cares about his own power. That's all he cares about. He is betraying the United States. What he is, he dealt away the ability to govern because he had to agree with the crazy squad on the right, the Freedom Squad, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that any one of them could call the question on the chair. That's what they do in Merry Old England. They don't do that here. It used to be at 20 or 50% of the House had asked for it. If you had one nut ask for it, what do you think's going to happen? Thanks a lot. You're right. I'd like to see lots of signatures and a groundswell to throw this bum out. Next up, Karina of Milwaukee. Thanks a lot for calling. Karina, what's in your mind today? Karina of Milwaukee, thank you for calling. What's on your mind? Well, Karina may not be hooked up on the phone. We're going to go to Gene of Eau Claire. Karina, you stay on the line, and when you hook up, get back on. Gene of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Gene of Eau Claire, and I just wanted to call, and I've been studying these bills. You know, people can do it for themselves. You can go into the congress.gov, and you can do searches on bills being passed. And, you know, you've brought up, you know, how they want to get rid of the Department of Education. And they got a bill out, H.R. 899, to terminate the Department of Education. Some of the other things that they put out there on the floor is waited to do with to declare. This is H.R. 1095, to declare an AR-15 style rifle chambered in .233 Remington round or a 5.56 times 45 mm NATO round to be the national gun of the United States. Now, can you imagine the BS going on in our Congress? Oh, and by the way, to terminate the Department of Education, Tom Tiffany signed on that bill, so they're getting co-signers. So I just wanted to bring that up. They are really doing it, Matt. And I advise people, you know, go up and look and see for yourself, because this is no lie. This is real stuff. Thank you, Matt, for taking my call. And Bill, great job. We got to do something about these people because they're destroying our country. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene, for calling back in. That is terrific. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more call, and then I'm going to respond to you after the break. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Karina?
Well, you know what? This doesn't line up in my mind. Anywhere you work, and I work for a healthcare regulated, maybe not as regulated as other industries, but I work for a healthcare, and I know any corporate, any government facility, any government entity, if you have even state criminal court case, they will fire you. They will fire you, Matt.
Right.
Those people working for federal, and they have a criminal cases, and they going in the court like they going, it's almost their job. We practically paying them to sit in the freaking court all the time. And they have so many cases on their heads, and they're just untouchable. I just don't understand what is the difference between them and me. If I caught any case up there, I will be fired.
Right.
And they're
that is
not.
Karina, you hit the nail on the head. I'm going to start to respond now. Now we're going to a break, and then I'm going to further respond to you and Gene. But what Karina is saying is, look, if Karina committed a crime, she'd be fired. She does work in governmental facilities. Why aren't the clowns who have more combined criminal convictions than the NBA and the NFL? How is, you know, George Santos permitted to continue in? How is Kevin McCarthy and some of these people permitted to continue what they're doing? We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to get back to comment and further issues right after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 29 tonight. Under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 37. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 29. Highs level off around 35. Friday, with a chance of snow. 40, partly cloudy skies. Saturday, 2 to 4 inches of snow Friday through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I wanted to respond briefly to Karina and to Gina Moclair. Karina Milwaukee had an excellent point. She works hard. She works in various governmental buildings. And if she were caught with any kind of criminal offense, they'd fire her. And yet in the Congress, there are a number of members of Congress who in the past have had criminal offenses. And some of them, quite frankly, now are simply breaking the law and getting away with it. And one obvious example is they're much wealthier than they should have been. Normally, they insider trade in stocks based on committee work they're doing and what they know is coming up. But others have to do with campaign finance, has to come with contributions from lobbyists and so forth. And Karina's point is, she says, if I would get fired, why don't they get fired? That's a great way to put it. Bill of Economwalk pointed out, we need a groundswell. Let's start by getting Kevin McCarthy out there, get out of there. And then Gina Moclair goes, they want to get rid of the education department. Gene, let me tell you something. I remember when the education department was first proposed decades ago. The Republicans have opposed it ever since. Ever since. And the other day when we were talking about they're cutting $25 billion out of education, that fellow Vought, V-O-U-G-H-T, the budget guy for Trump, his total plan is to cut $10 trillion out of the budget over 10 years. That's a trillion a year. The obvious way to do that is to get rid of Medicare or Social Security. He's afraid to come out and say that, so he's starting to talk about get rid of the whole education department. Believe it or not, get rid of half the State Department and the Labor Department. Now, the State Department, if you start withdrawing staff in foreign countries, we are the greatest country in the history of the world, not just in wealth and military power and values and constitution. You can't just say, okay, we're going to grab all the money we can for ourselves for about 1% of the country, and then the hell with the rest of the world. You're out of your mind. Gene also pointed out that there's a faction in the Republican Party that wants to make the AR-15, quote, the national gun. Like you'd have like the state bird. And the what the hell is this? The national gun. And they go around, by the way, with AR-15 pins on. They do that in the Congress right now. It's frankly disgusting. They're simply making fun of mass murders that have occurred over the last year. And yeah, I'll tell you something. I think it all goes back to what they learned when George H.W. Bush, this goes back 30 some odd years, said, read my lips, no new taxes, any raised taxes. So they understand that if they take a position, they got to double down no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. So it's not just taxes. So they say that They're for guns in the Second Amendment. They got to wear an AR-15 pin on them. They say that that they are for the Trump. Then they got to be for the insurrectionists. Five people died. They killed people. They almost kicked a cop to death. A woman got shot. People committed suicide. They got to double down on it. It takes a sociopath to double down on evil. It takes a sociopath to double down on evil. One of the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind?
I just wanted to expand a little bit on this question about security and what may be happening with Mr. McCarthy passing off 41,000 hours of tapes to Tucker Carlson, who has been quite clear that he roots for Putin. I mean, he's been very clear about that. Right. Apparently, CNN was reporting that Marjorie Taylor Greene was who has been a proponent of this, voiced some concerns in a Republican meeting saying, gee, it might be kind of a problem if Russia or China were to get access to the entrances and exits to the Capitol, which I thought, great time to think of that, honey. You know, I mean, they've already started doing this. And now she, you know, she waves a flag and says, maybe this might be a problem. I think it is worth considering that the nefariousness of this is we can't even begin to examine it. For example, some have said McCarthy could, for example, just make sure that these tapes, the information is stored in a rather loose fashion so that it doesn't take much for Russian or Chinese hackers to get into this. And given where Tucker Carlson has been with his great support of Putin, man, we are in deep waters. This is a situation in which our own Capitol is being compromised and by the Republican Party. I find it astonishing. I find it absolutely astonishing that there isn't more of an uproar about this. So thanks for the opportunity to speak, Matt.
No, that's just very, very right on the money. Here's the problem. I've been in the Capitol. I think a lot of us have been in the Capitol. It's a terrific place. There's plenty of corridors and this and that and the other thing. But remember, back in about, it's 70 years ago so now, some Puerto Rican nationalists who wanted independence of Puerto Rico, in those days they didn't even have metal detectors, got up in the gallery with guns and shot down onto the floor and wounded five congressmen. They wounded five congressmen. I remember in the 1980s when I was party chairman going into the Capitol and I had an appointment at Ted Kennedy's office, there was no metal detector. I just walked in the way you might walk into a post office. And then I went up to his office. There was no security, nothing. Opened the door. There's a kid sitting at a desk. I said, is the senator here? I have an appointment to see him. Yes, what's your name? That's the way it was. That's the way it was. Now they're metal detectors. You know, you can't go through a lot of stuff. But a lot of that is vitiated by having this happen. Because you know very, very well, that the Russians and the Chinese are going to get it. All you have to do is lightly guard it. Tucker Carlson's show appears on Russian state TV frequently. They are playing him because they say that he's emblematic of all anchors and of all public opinion in the United States about Russia. And they're lying, of course. However, there he is. And then they will do a translation. They'll crawl it at the bottom. He has come out and he has attacked Ukraine. He said it's a war on Putin. It's a war on Russia. In any other circumstance, remember in the Second World War, we had Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. If we'd gotten hold of them, they would have been jailed immediately. Tucker Carlson should be jailed, in my opinion. Joe, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A House panel shining light on the nation's fentanyl crisis and its deadly grip on drug users. Emergency room physician Dr. Timothy Westlake says there have to be stricter penalties placed on trafficking this stuff.
It truly is
the ultimate form of overdose prevention and harm reduction.
Prosecutors are painting Alec Murdaugh as a crook and a liar in closing arguments of his double murder trial in South Carolina.
Prominence in the community and a reputation, but is living a lie, And that leads to and can lead to those pressures being overwhelming.
People who live in the Sierra Mountains in California are worried about survival now after getting hit with several feet of snow. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Sheriff's deputies in Northern California are using snowmobiles to check on trapped residents.
Everyone here is feeling completely stuck.
Most of the stores are running out of supplies. Gas stations appear out of gas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin State Supreme Court race is officially the most expensive in U.S. history. Spending by the candidates and outside groups is now at about $18.6 million and counting. The old record was $15 million spent on the Illinois Supreme Court race in 2004. WisPolitics.com reports spending on the race between Dan Kelly and Janet Protasiewicz has more than doubled since last week's primary. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to make the UW's merit scholarships permanent. Merit scholarships are set to end next month. Lawmakers hold a hearing today on a bill to erase the deadline. UW merit scholarships are worth $5,000. They go to students with excellent grades and test scores. In sports, Marquette beat Butler last night to win the Big East Conference regular season title outright. The Bucks beat Brooklyn to go undefeated in February. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we get into our next topic, I want to repeat, State Supreme Court race, April 4. It'll be 4 weeks from this coming Tuesday, 5 weeks from yesterday. Not a lot of time. Janet Protasiewicz, she's terrific. Janet Protasiewicz, she's running against this Dan Kelly. And I'll tell you what, I'm very tired of hearing people say it's a liberal against a conservative or a Republican against a Democrat. You know what it is? It's American democracy against commie government. That's what it is. Janet Protasiewicz believes in American democracy. That means no gerrymandering, no rigged maps, and she will vote. She will absolutely vote to certify whoever wins the 2024 election, whether it's her party or not. Dan Kelly believes in rigged maps, gerrymandering. He's already said publicly that he will not touch that issue if it comes to the court. He will go with what the legislature said because he calls it a political issue. It's a political issue because it's gerrymandering. And the other thing the guy goes is, well, I'm not going to say how I would vote to certify somebody. Oh, really? Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state with Gableman saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation from a party, pay. $40,000 of it was after you declared for Supreme Court. And the most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule. Folks, this is not liberal versus conservative. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is American democracy against commie government. Janet Protasiewicz stands for American democracy. Dan Kelly stands for commie government. Go to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I'm going to start with Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Dick.
More legal advice, and it's so fun to get it for nothing. I mean, even the legal clinic in Madison back in the day, it was $10. But another thing that I think should be cut and dried is this situation with Murdoch and Fox News. I mean, you've got a board member, Paul Ryan. He's a coward. He won't come out and say it publicly, but he says he told Murdoch and his son both they need to stop this. Murdoch admitted that they were lying. Why is nobody getting punished for this?
It's a good point. They're going to be punished when a $1.5 billion verdict comes against their dead hides. That's what's going to be punished them. And Dick, you just raised an issue I want to build on because it's very important. Many people don't know this, but it turns out that Murdoch and Fox fed Trump Joe Biden's ads before they aired so that he could craft a response. That's what they did. In other words, they get here's what Joe Biden, obviously, he advertised on every network and all that. They would feed them in advance to Trump so Trump could try to inoculate himself against it. That is sneaky as hell. First of all, no reputable company or ad company is going to do something like that. That's what they did. They're a bad company. They deliberately lied. They know they lied. They admitted they lied. They're continuing to lie. And the biggest liar is Tucker Carlson. And he's the clown that gets 41 or 2,000 hours of surveillance tape. That particular network is really a cancerous growth on American media. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
My call, I just wanted to add on about Judge Janice Electra. We need to change courses in the state with Gableman getting just south of $3 million looking for fake, whatever he was looking for in the election. Kelly was involved in that. Then you got the debacle in Foxconn. Judge Janice has to be elected or we're going to lose this state. And that's all I'm saying today because I get rather worked up when I read the news. Judge Janet. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, you nailed it. If Judge Janet wins 4-3, you're going to have honest government. If Judge Janet loses 4-3 the other way, you're going to have the same kind of autocratic government. You have gerrymandering, and they are simply going to pick the Republican candidate for president in 2024, regardless of what you think. Okay, let's go to a topic. I think this is funny as heck. Let's have a little levity. I don't know. Maybe I have an odd sense of humor. In Tennessee, they have a Republican governor. His name is Bill Lee. He's bad news. Very, very bad news. He's one of these moralists about values and about woke culture and all this sort of stuff. And he says he will sign. He's about to sign what he calls an anti-drag bill. Okay. And this bill that he's signing, among other things, would make it a crime to dress like a woman. Now, I assume he's okay with a woman dressing like a woman, because if he isn't, we got some serious stuff on our hands. We don't want Taliban situations here. We don't want somebody walking down the street saying, hey, your ankle's showing. So it's directed towards men who dress as women. Now, somebody went back and looked at his high school yearbook. Franklin High School, class of 1977. There he is, Bill Lee, dressed like a woman. And I mean really dressed like a woman, makeup and the whole schmear. Now, look, I could care less. He was a high school kid. He was in a school. If he did that after he signs this bill, because it's in a school, he would be arrested. Then they looked at his college yearbook. His college yearbook, Auburn University, 1980. He's dressed in a Confederate uniform. This guy likes cosplay. Cosplay is a term meaning costume play. You like to dress up. There is a subculture of this. They call them furries. I do not know if he's a furry or not. But there are people who dress up like animals, and especially animals with fur. And they have names. They give themselves names like Connie Lupine and Foxler and Mr. O'Fur and all this kind of stuff. And if you want to know more about that, I wrote a novel, Milwaukee Jihad. You can get it on Amazon or anywhere else. Go on, Milwaukee Jihad. There's a chapter, it's humorous, about furry culture and the bad guy coming to a bad end in it. But I'm getting back to this, Lee. Who the heck do these guys think they are? He's going to sign a bill that makes it a crime for a man to dress as a woman. Hey, Bill, you did it yourself when you were 17 in high school, class of 1977. And you like dressing up in a Confederate uniform. You like cosplay. Okay? Some people like cosplay. I don't like cosplay. So what? Who cares? But some of these guys continuously ram this down everybody's throats as if there's some moralistic thing here. There's no moralistic thing here whatsoever. This is a circumstance, an absolute circumstance, where I can't, frankly, stomach these guys anymore. Okay. I want to talk about a poll and the consequences to the country going forward, and it dovetails with Merrick Garland's refusal so far to indict Donald Trump. Here's what's happened. There's a poll, a Yahoo poll, considered a pretty good poll. 1,516 adults, 1,516. Statistically, margin of error, 2.7%. Taken February 23rd to 27th. And if in a head-to-head between Trump and DeSantis, which is somewhat accurate because a lot of these other candidates are scrambling in the low single digits, it now is Trump 47%, DeSantis 39%. These are Republican primary voters. So Trump is ahead by 8 points. But the last poll, which wasn't that long ago, DeSantis was over Trump by 4 points. That means that there was a 12-point swing in Trump's favor. Why is that? What is the consequence? And why am I angry at Merrick Garland? Well, the reason for it, in my opinion, if you take a look at everything DeSantis does, on paper, he looks perfect. You know, governor of Florida says he's conservative and this, that, and the other thing. But people can't be fooled all the time. They evaluate heft, gravitas, weight. They evaluate somebody who has the heft to be president and to anticipate any circumstance and respond accordingly. But DeSantis, I think, doesn't really know how to lead. What he's really doing is talking about managing the government, not being a leader. And so he mimics Trump. So if Trump is for something, he's for even worse. For instance, Trump has said that we've got to revise the defamation laws. DeSantis says we've got to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan so that billionaires, right-wing nutty billionaires, can bring these fake suits against the mainstream media and bankrupt them. Trump says he's for Putin, that Putin is a genius, that Putin got all that land for $2 in sanctions, never mind Ukrainian women are being gang raped, people are being sexually mutilated, civilians in Ukraine are being bombed, Ukrainians on one occasion where they had a bunch of kids in a building, about 1,000 of them, put in Cyrillic, which the Russians read, children, meaning don't bomb them. And they deliberately bombed them. And on one of the Russian bombs that was unexploded, there were the words written, "This is for the children." These are sadists. These are genocidal animals. And Trump is for them. DeSantis immediately goes, "Well, we're spending too much on Ukraine." What he doesn't understand, that people aren't going to vote for the fake thing if they can get the real thing. The real thing, as evil as it is, as crooked as it is, as irresponsible as it is, as impulsive as it is Donald Trump. And you have a clown manager who comes along grimacing and going, "I'm even worse." People don't like that, even on that side, even on the right. I'll tell you what he doesn't understand is that you got to show leadership. You can't get every vote. If you try to get around and get every primary vote by thinking you get away from Trump that way, it is not going to work. If he had even done one thing, and actually Pence did it, but Pence is toast, Pence is worthless and weak. But if he even done one thing, and if he had said, "Look, the Russians have shown themselves to be our enemies. They are butchering Ukraine. They want to go into Poland." Medvedev, he was the former president of Russia, he's Putin's number two, said today that Russia may have to, quote, "push back the borders of Poland, a NATO country," end quote, to achieve lasting peace. These are very, very dangerous people. And for the Republican Party, and I'm not saying the whole Republican Party, actually Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, has been very good on this. Some of the Texas right-wing Republicans have been very good on it, believe it or not. But the Matt Gaetzes, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, there's 11 of them who are bad news and nuts, some of them sociopaths, and Trump, the sociopath, par excellence. Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, saying he respects Putin. For DeSantis to go the same way, in my judgment, that guy will never be president. He won't get nominated. Now, let me tell you something else. How much evidence does DeSantis need? I mean, for God's sake, he has Trump on tape extorting the Secretary of State in Georgia. He has Trump on tape exhorting the crowd to go up to the Capitol. And there's an insurrection. How much do you need? He appoints Jack Smith because he chickens out. Jack Smith's a good guy. He's a former assistant U.S. attorney appointed by Trump in Tennessee. But lately, the witnesses that have appeared before him in depositions have said to the media, they got the impression he's just compiling information for a report, not an indictment. A report, like a book report in high school. And it is going to be impossible to indict Trump before too long. He's ahead in the polls in the Republican Party. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 29. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high of 37. Lows around 29. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Mid-30s Friday with a chance for snow. Upper 30s, partly cloudy, Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of snow Friday through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Go back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order in this last segment. Do not hang up. Start with Don of Winchester, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Don?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I can certainly appreciate your frustration. I mean, my frustration, so many of our fellow citizens' frustration at the fact that Trump hasn't been indicted yet. But I think you're being way too hard on Merrick Garland, and here's the reason why I say that. Jack Smith was not brought on to write a book report. This guy, from everything that I have read about him, that he's a hard ass, that he's, the subpoenas that he's already put out there are there to collect the information that he needs for indictments. I fully believe that Garland's going to indict. But here's the thing. If he indicts and there is one little freaking mistake, just one tiny mistake in that indictment, the Republicans are going to be all over them, and they'll just try to disregard the whole thing. And so that's why it's got to be airtight, and that's why it's got to take the time, and we just need to have patience. What do you think?
Yeah, Don, thanks a lot for calling, and I encourage you to call more in the future. I respectfully disagree on the Garland thing, and I'll tell you why. Donald Trump right now is ahead of DeSantis for the nomination, and he's, way ahead of everybody else. And right now, the first debate is in August, and then the first primaries are going to be in January. In my judgment, by delaying, Merrick Garland has made it impossible to indict Trump. You can't possibly indict the guy who is the leader in the primary on the other party. That will be seen as something they do in Africa, Asia, and communist countries. The time to indict him was last summer. The fact is that with Garland punted by giving it to Jack Smith, a guy who's a former assistant U.S. attorney is not going to indict the leader, the front runner in the opposing party's primary. And here's the other deal. Trump, the easiest thing to indict him on was stealing classified documents, lying about it, obstructing it, and then transferring them to Bedminster in a private plane. That's a laydown. Then, unfortunately, it turns out that Joe Biden has some that he self-reported, unlike Trump, who lied about him. And there's nothing of consequence in Biden's, like the nuclear secrets in Trump's. And by nuclear secrets, I mean the nuclear capability of an undisclosed country. What did Merrick Garland do? If I'm Attorney General, if Bobby Kennedy were the Attorney General as he was under Jack, he'd say, look, I'm indicting Trump. He concealed it. He lied about it. He's holding on to it. And I am afraid he'll monetize it. He'll sell it to the Russians. Joe Biden, what it is we now believe that most former presidents have some form of classified documents kicking around, because there are 7 billion classified documents out there. That's with a B, 7 billion. 50 million classified every year, and no real standards on what to classify. Some of them are newspaper articles. So the Republicans say, oh, you're going against Trump and not Biden. You're damn right. What does the clown Garland do? He appoints a special prosecutor for Biden. That's very dangerous. The special prosecutor, suppose he comes back and says, I think there's something very serious with Biden, and a grand jury should be convened. And there is a grand jury, by the way, on Trump. You have totally lost control of this, Garland, because you were chicken last summer. That's what I think of Garland. And I think that, Don, and you're hoping that I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I hope I'm wrong, too. But you can't seriously think that Jack Smith is going to indict Donald Trump when he's 8 points ahead in the polls of DeSantis, and DeSantis swung 12 to the negative in the last month or so, and everybody else in single digits. I think that the chance to take Trump out was there, and Merrick Garland chickened out. Tyler Billy, my friend, thanks for calling Western Maine. Mind today, Tyler Billy.
Ask you about the timing, but I'm confused about, it sounds like this report is that people who are being deposed by Jack Smith are under the impression from the deposition that he's compiling a report rather than getting ready to indict. But that doesn't make any sense to me. How would you have an impression of what's going to be done with the information by the way that you're being deposed? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, I wasn't first of all, I'm saying to you, Tyler Billy, and to everybody, what the reports have been in the media, that is the impression that the witnesses are getting. I practiced law for 41 years. I took untold numbers of depositions. I defended them and I took them. You can tell by the demeanor of the counsel taking them, by the zeal, by the emotion, by the direction it's going. A smart witness can tell how zealous this guy is. This guy asking the questions. Is he languid? Is he doing things and asking sort of general background? Or is he knifing to the issue? Now, I'm not saying for sure they're right. I wasn't at the depositions. But what I do on this show is report the latest intelligence from the collective report in the media and everywhere else. Some of it may not be accurate, some may be, but it's telling to me as a retired lawyer that if you have people who are fairly intelligent people being deposed and not necessarily all good people and saying that their impression, and more than one of them had this impression, that the guy is just basically interested in writing a report. My second part of my question would be, okay, then when is this going to happen? When's the report coming out? When is the recommendation going to come out? Trump right now is ahead in the polls. This is March. The debate is in August. What, are you going to indict him at the debate? He comes off and everybody cheers and you drag him to a jail cell? Are you kidding me? Let's be real here. Let's be realistic. Indicting somebody in the middle of a presidential campaign has never been done in this country. It's been done in plenty of other countries, and they're all commie countries or they're autocratic countries. But thanks a lot for calling. We're going to the end of the show. Great show and great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Direct from the Dairy State. It's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block. of Wisconsin-produced radio. Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. And Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAU.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.